Welcome in, Jaguars.com live from Indianapolis, a look inside Lucas Oil Stadium, where the testing is heating up on a Saturday. The quarterbacks are throwing today. Across the street in the Indiana Convention Center, the fan experience continues. Jaguars.com live continues as well. J.P. Shadrick, John Osier, and every fan once in their life should experience Pete Prisco.
Really?
Hi. How are you?
I don't know how to take that.
Thanks for coming on with
us. I'm a married man. I don't know how to take that.
Here's how good Pete Prisco is at his job. We were standing 25 feet away from Sam Darnold yesterday, and he told me he had small hands.
Yeah.
That's how good my boy is.
He's pretty good. He's told us that for months.
But you know what? His hands grew supposedly because he used the technique to spread them out here, make him look like he's got bigger hands.
Seriously, you've been around the league forever. You think hand size is important? You think one of those combine things that matter?
In the weather.
Okay.
When you play in the weather. And I actually talked to a couple coaches. They said the same thing. His hand measured at 9 3/8 or whatever it was. But supposedly there's a technique that these quarterbacks have now where you can work on stretching your hand. So when you get here, your hand is bigger than
massage
really is.
Therapy and all that.
Because you measure it with your hand on the ground. Yeah. So it's from there to there. And then you use techniques to... So, yeah. Why would they do it if they didn't think it was that important?
The way I had it explained to me is that even at the Senior Bowl, they might have a different way of doing it. They don't have to put it on a board or whatever. They can do it a different way and have it a little shorter. And then here, it's a different technique. So that's why Baker Mayfield's hand was smaller here than it was in Mobile or vice versa.
Well, you know, it wouldn't be an issue, but Sam Darnold fumbled 20 times.
Right.
I mean, that's a lot of fumbles for a guy, you know, for a quarterback. So there's obviously something there.
Quarterback's always the top story. This is a group of quarterbacks on the field today. Yeah, many feel 4 or 5 could go in the first round. John Clayton was on here the other day, yesterday, and said it's one of the best quarterback crops since maybe 83. Maybe not the premier Hall of Fame talent of that group, but the sheer numbers of guys that could go in the first round. Where do you think this group stands, at least in recent history?
I had a personnel guy tell me the other day that 4 of them will go in the first 7. Or 8 picks. And depending on what happens, you know, Kirk Cousins, where he winds up, will factor in, like, if the Jets sign him, they're not going to draft a quarterback, obviously. If they don't, then they will. Broncos, either way, there. But you could see 4 of them. And I think it'll be – I still think Allen's going first.
I think so.
I do. I mean, when you look at him
– prototype always wins the day.
Yeah, and you listen to him.
Right.
I mean, yeah, I told you this yesterday. For me, I've listened to a lot of quarterbacks come through here. You've been standing there next to me in some of them. It's the first time I've ever heard a kid actually analyze where he might be going and what's there. He knows. It's not like he's a fan of the – you can tell the kid's a fan of the game. He knows. Remember how Peyton knew every player in the league?
Yeah, absolutely.
Peyton Manning knew every player in the league. It's the first time I came away from listening to a kid. I said, he reminds me a little bit of Peyton in that, you know, the minutiae, the detail, because he's a fan. Guys aren't fans of the game anymore. These players come in, they don't know who's – if they go to a team, they don't know who's playing corner or behind them as a running back or even – they might know a receiver or two. He knew the details of his team, and that to me is impressive. Plus, he's big, strong. You saw the 70-yard throw today. It was like –
Prototype usually wins out. I asked Judy Batista this and I think Alex Marvez this. If Cousins was in this draft, where does he go? Mm. Is he number one overall? Mm.
As is?
Well,
like what you know now?
If you took him right now and put him in there, would he be number one overall? And if you don't say immediately yes, it's staggering that he's going to get $28-29 million.
It is staggering that he's going to get $28-29 million. To me, this is a guy who hadn't won a playoff game. He had a chance to go to the playoffs in 16. And all he had to do was beat a Giants team that already clinched the division. They weren't playing for anything at his place, and he lost the game.
Right.
I mean, so, yeah, it's staggering.
So if you're Cleveland and you had a choice right now between him.
I'm taking Allen.
Is there are quarterbacks in the league who that's not the case.
Correct.
So that's what's staggering about free agency and what it's going to do to the quarterback position to me. And it makes sense. We've all seen it before, but it just.
I argued with the guy from the Jets the other day about Cousins, and I think they're going to go after him, but I'm like, I don't see it. I don't see paying him $28-29 million. Is there $12 million a year difference between him and Case Keenum or him and Blake Bortles? Is it real? I don't see it.
You're taking two good players off your roster for him.
Yeah, and you're exactly.
Right. Yeah.
And you know, I was the one with the Vikings guys, and they're saying, well, if he got, we got Diggs and we got Thielen and we got Rudolph, and we got the running game behind him. All he has to do is manage all that. Well, if you're paying a guy $28 million, right, you're not managing. You're winning. It's you. It goes to you. So I'm with you.
And that's the disconnect there. If you're going to pay a guy that, he has to be more than manager. He has to be worth taking guys away from your roster. We always talk about what Peyton could do in Indy. He could afford you to not to have a couple of guards. He could afford, okay, if you lost a wide receiver, he could make up for it. If a quarterback's not that guy, it's dangerous to pay him that guy money.
I call them the cure your ills guys.
Right.
They cure your problems. They hide them. And Kirk Cousins is not a cure your ills guy at all.
I know JP talked to you about this for the radio show Thursday, but a different audience here. Your thoughts on what they did with
my audience follows me, by the way, so they'll know.
Well, we got a bump
ours,
today, huh?
Ours doesn't. Ours tries to get away from us.
Sweet, on a Saturday.
But talk about, I mean, obviously the news of the week is still Blake Bortles, always is with the Jaguars. Signing him, how that affects them going forward now.
I think it was the right move. The way they did it, particularly, that was smart. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a win-win for both. You rarely look at a contract and you go, oh, that's good for the team, it's good for the player. I think this is one of those situations where good for the player, good for the team. They got him on a one-year deal. If he plays well, they have him for 2 years. If he plays really well for 2 years, then you tear it up and you get a new contract and he never sees years.
Is it not essentially a two-year deal? I mean,
yeah,
it's still hard to get out of it after the first year, isn't it?
Yeah, but because you got
pricey.
Yeah, you could, though.
Yeah.
You could. But, look, for me, it was the right decision. You're going to have to pay Ramsey. You're going to have to pay Ngakoue. You're going to have to pay Miles Jack. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're going to start picking that team apart. You're built on defense. I will say this, though. He's got to get help. I mean, you know,
absolutely,
all the criticism he takes in that city, and there's a lot of it been deserved over the years. But I thought last year he got better. And he was clearly better when he threw on first down. That's something I believe. When he throws on third down, he throws incomplete pass, he comes back the next time, and he seems to...
Really, you think he should be throwing on first down?
Yeah,
I've never heard that from you before.
That's a shocking statement, by
the way. Where did I hear that before? I've heard that before.
How do you make that up?
But look at his numbers. They're significantly better on first down. He tends to go bad. I mean, it gets bad when he has a bad third down play, right? Like, I can sit there, we'll be sitting in our green room, and he'll throw a bad ball, and I'll go, this pass will be nowhere near the receiver. And the next play, it's like not even anywhere near it. And so get
he
him some help.
He bounced back from those better this year, though. There were
a
times
little bit better.
That put him down for a quarter.
It was a spiraling downward.
Yeah.
He
did a better job.
He responded, and probably as importantly, I think his teammates sensed that he responded to that situation better because his team likes playing with him.
We saw in the postseason, you know, I was talking to somebody about Bortles and Nick Foles. Nick Foles had an average game against the Falcons.
Mm-hmm.
He had a really good game against the Vikings and a really good game against the Patriots. Well, Blake Bortles had a really good game against the Steelers. He had a really good first half against the Patriots. What if he had gone to the Super Bowl and had a really good game? Now are they talking about him like Nick Foles? Oh, you could get the first, like Bill Polian, two ones and two twos. For
be a statue out front next to the top.
next
to the Jaguars.
I'm just thinking to myself, you know, the Bortles got better. There were throws in the playoffs, things in the playoffs, not just throws. The Keelan Cole throw, that in the past, that team was going to curl up, he was going to make a mistake, and they were going to lose that game. He made that throw to Keelan Cole, boom, off they go, down the field.
Made the check down to Yeldon. Yeah.
That was one of his best plays ever.
Yeah. Pete Prisco with us, CBS Sports, CBS Sports HQ, the new endeavor for CBS Sports on the digital platform. Biggest needs for the Jags, weapons around Blake.
Weapons.
Do they go free agency? Do they go draft with that, a combo? Where do you pick your...
Well, I don't know how active... I mean, they'll have money a little bit to be active in free agency. I mean, ideally, you'd like to get a guard if you could, but the best of the guards is Norwell, and he's going to be very pricey. I don't know if they get into that game or not. I would.
Right. If that's a $10 or $11 million deal, which, based on last year, it could be, right?
Right. What Zeitler got, so
that's,
yeah.
That's really pricey for a guard,
he's
considering
good,
everything
though.
Else they've got.
Yeah, he's really good, though. And if you want to be the team that you think you are, you got to run the ball. You got to be better up there. The other one, you know, then they can come back and draft a couple of linemen, too. They got to get a weapon in the middle of the field. There has to be a tight end that can scare in the middle, and that'll come through the draft, I think, unless they get Trey Burton. Trey Burton would be an interesting free agent signing for Jacksonville. You know, that you know this from old Coughlin's old thing. You want to look for the 26-year-old, 26-year-old kid who's the rising player, maybe wasn't a starter, you know, like Keenan McCardo was when he came. Trey Burton could be that guy, and he's going to command money on the market. I hear it's going to get pricey, but that would be an interesting guy to bring in there and become your tight end.
Final thought. We've talked about it all week. Allen Robinson. It's I know we've talked about it, but that's all anybody in Jacksonville is thinking about. To me, it doesn't feel like he's coming back.
It doesn't feel like he's coming back to me either, just from people I've talked to. They're not going to put the tag on him.
Right.
That's, you know, $16 million, you lock yourself into a situation where you don't have much flexibility to do anything.
How close can they get to 16?
I mean, you could structure a deal where it's favorable for you and him, but I think he's going to go test the market.
Right.
I mean,
who else is out there?
It's a bad free agent class for wide receivers. It's not a great class of receivers in the draft. So I could see, and people say, well, if that's the case, why isn't Jacksonville tagging for $16 million? Because he's not worth $16 million on your books. These guys coming off an ACL. If you tag him, you're getting the 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
But he's coming off an ACL.
Right. So you're getting a year where he might have 3 or 4 games at the start trying to rev back up.
What if it swells and he has swelling? You don't know when a guy comes off. The medicine's much better than it used to be, and you come off an ACL, you can usually play. But how effective are you going to be? Will you trust it? Will you put it in the ground? You know, that's all questions that right now they can't answer. They have no idea. And I like Allen, and I hope he gets paid somewhere. But when he keeps showing videos of him running and stuff, you don't see any side-to-side stuff, you know? So you're going to be paying a guy hoping he's ready, and then still when you get out there, these guys, sometimes they don't trust it, you know? So I think
he's
going.
Trust is the biggest thing.
Yeah. I think he goes. I do think they bring back Marquise if they can get a decent deal on him and maybe Aaron Colvin.
I think definitely Aaron, and I'm a little less sure on Marquise than Pete, but.
I'm not sure.
He's Pete Prisco.
No, but, you know, if he gets a crazy offer somewhere else, look, bottom line.
Don't you feel
like
they got to lock those guys up before free agency starts? It's so rare to come back.
Yeah. I think Colvin will come back. I'm with you on that one. I think Colvin's coming back.
I think he gets done before the
deadline. I think he wants to come back.
Well,
he likes the group, sure, yeah.
He likes the group. He fits. He's smart, knows he fits. I think probably knows he has a good chance to play out the deal, which is always the key. If you go somewhere else and you're not a fit, all of a sudden you're on the street again.
And then
there's
a question, is he a number two or number one corner? And he's not a number one corner. Can he be a number two corner? And he's good in the slot, but can he go outside and play if he has to? And you know what I mean? So I think for him, that one makes a little bit of sense.
Might be as good as any nickel in the league, right?
Right. It makes a lot of sense.
What do you got the rest of the day, Pete?
Got to go do my hits. Talk about quarterbacks, throwing the football, in air, motions, pick them apart. It's great.
Hand size.
Baby Hands is not throwing today.
No, he didn't throw today.
Did he really call him Baby Hands? That's unbelievable. That's fantastic.
Nah, it's just a joke. He's not competitive, though. He didn't compete. I want to see him. You know, everybody, like Brady Quinn I work with, he didn't throw at the combine. But you remember back in the day, barely anybody
era.
Did. Yeah, right.
Different
These
era.
Guys all throw now.
Because Brady came out in, what, like 01, 02?
Has it been that long? I don't know if it was that long.
He was playing for Notre Dame in 05-ish. Yeah. So. Yeah, I mean, it was a different era. A lot of guys didn't throw back then.
Right, and now everybody throws, and this kid's not. Doesn't that little bit of a red flag from a competitive standpoint? Or he wants to work on that motion. It's long and windy, and he wants to fix it.
Could be. And we'll enjoy your hits today on CBS Sports HQ.
Your ratings went up today.
We did. Thank you, Pete. The great Pete Prisco
with
us.
Now, what are you guys going to talk about?
Coming up in about an hour, Shereen Williams from Pro Football Talk. And a couple hours from now, we'll have a social show. John and I will answer your social media questions. For now, that's
I'm going to log on and watch.
You are?
Yeah.
The ratings are going to go up again?
That's right. By one.
We'll be back with you a little later on Jaguars.com Live from Indy.